And we're back with Jack Pelton, CEO and Chairman of the Experimental Aircraft Association, and the gentleman who is in charge of this menagerie of airplanes that's descended upon Whitman Regional Airport. Amazing to see what is here already, and we're just, during the commercial break, we're watching the airplanes.
This is the best
land
seat in the house.
It's a beautiful Cessna 195 that just taxied by, all completely metal and polished. Gorgeous. A couple of jets landing, rolling out. As we mentioned before the break, the show has been voted the number one air show in the country, and for various reasons. One, because so many people come to it, so it'd make it easy for everyone to vote, but also because it is just an amazing and unique event, and even outside the aviation world. I mean, it really is when you look at all the things that are happening. If you have any interest in aviation at all, this is the place to be. You can learn, you can watch, you can observe, you can fly. Whatever it is you want to do, it's all here.
It is. It's all here, you know, that's one of the pieces that's so unique from an aviation. But I think the community aspect of it also is very special. I was talking to someone the other night who's been here, you know, 25 years in a row. And they said, if you could take this model and replicate it across the country, community by community, what a great place our nation, you know, could even become. You know, we're already great as it is, but this would be spectacular because everyone is just so kind to each other. Mm-hmm. They keep the ground so clean. They look after each other. It's just wonderful. You just love being here for that reason.
It's almost as if we put a bubble around this and let the rest of reality be for 7 days and just...
This would be the bubble I would pick to live in.
I would agree with you. It is really a great week. Lots of things coming up this week. Lots of celebrations. One of the big ones, I think, for EIA is we're going to fly the 2 millionth Young Eagle on Thursday.
Well, Steve, you were part of that program in its early days, and I think... when the original Let's Go Fly a Million Young Eagles, mm-hmm. and everybody kind of said, that seems a little bit of a reach. And here we are on Thursday. Harrison Ford will be here to fly the 2 millionth Young Eagle,
right?
Along with the other chairmen who will be here. Sully and Jeff Skiles will be here. Sean Tucker will be here. Sean's going to fly a Young Eagle. Jeff's going to fly a Young Eagle. Harrison, the 2 millionth, and then... In honor of the volunteers who made this happen, all the 2 million flights that have taken place, Fred Stadler will fly, who is a volunteer, will fly a Young Eagle. So it's going to be a great day on the plaza in the afternoon.
I remember back in 92 when the program started, a certain aviation magazine had an editorial saying that folks up in Oshkosh probably... Something to the effect of the cold must have gotten to our brains because there's no way that a volunteer organization is going to fly a million kids. And that was obviously exceeded in 2003 and now on to the 2 millionth.
Well, let's see if they put out an editorial commenting on the 2 millionth.
Well, actually, they actually retracted that in 2003 saying, you know what, we were wrong. So I had to give it to them. But, you mentioned the current chairman, but the founding chairman, Cliff Robertson,
who's
no longer with us, and Chuck Yeager, who held the reins for quite a few years.
Long time.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, he just couldn't make it this year. He's getting up there.
A little bit. It's an amazing program. 50,000 volunteer pilots, not to mention all the ground crew, the coordinators, field reps, just making that program a reality. And it's very heartwarming. Not only that, but also to see now some of the Young Eagles that flew years ago coming back as pilots and volunteers.
I mean, there's many of them that are now captains on major airlines and doing great things in aviation careers besides flying. It just makes you really feel good that making that effort and volunteering to fly kids, you can make a difference. And we are going to launch this week our Sport Pilot Academy, which is another effort to take advantage of what EA has here as far as assets. We have planes, we have a lodge, we have meals, we have a museum, to where an individual can come here and in 3 weeks' time leave with a Sport Pilot certificate. And so we think that's kind of the next step of, and we're going to try to do it scholarship-based for Young Eagles. If you're a Young Eagle, you can take advantage of this program, get your sport pilot's license.
Excellent. Oh, it's just wonderful to see that. And, of course, recognize Sporties for their online ground school all their support.
Yeah, Sporties, what they've done with that ground school, the offering of that, I mean, that's a significant expense that our Young Eagles don't have to undertake because of their generous offering of a free ground school if you take the Young Eagle flight. And so that is such a helpful enabler to get kids across the finish line.
Excellent. A few of the other things happening this week. Boeing celebrates their 100th anniversary. The Boeing Centennial Plaza will be full of Boeing aircraft, as I understand.
It will be. Big milestone in aviation, and also when you look at where Boeing is today as a company with fact that they acquired Douglas Aircraft, which I spent 21 years working at, and also Rockwell, North American Rockwell, which my wife spent a lot of time at. And so you look at the celebration and you think of almost, percentage-wise, it'd be interesting to see how many airplanes from the commercial and military planes that here are now part of the Boeing company, from, you know, P-51 Mustangs to C-47s to bombers, just you name it, they're all here. And so they'll have a great display. Fifi will be here, which is, you know, it's very special to have that Boeing B-29 on the plaza, and some of the larger Boeing commercial airplanes. They're going to have a 747-800 cargo freighter from Cathay on the plaza on Saturday, and when it departs, it's going to do a high performance departure, which ought to be very, very exciting. It'll be, you know, standing straight up and accelerating out of here.
I cannot wait. That's Saturday. Okay. U.S. Coast Guard is celebrating their 100th anniversary of aviation, Coast Guard aviation.
Correct.
Coast Guard's been around longer than
Much longer,
aviation component.
Yeah, 100 years of Coast Guard aviation with a nice lineup of planes in various liveries from different historical points in the Coast Guard that will be on display, along with some of their top leaders in the Coast Guard. And they'll be also speaking in the theater in the woods about Coast Guard aviation. Very fascinating history of the things that they have done and continue to do.
And as long as we're on the water, the Martin Mars flying boat. My goodness, that was amazing to see, even from here when it landed the other night.
Yeah, I watched it from here also. I was down on the flight line here, and it was a little low overcast that day. But you could hear it coming overhead, and then all of a sudden it appeared out over the lake. And you think, my gosh, that is one giant airplane. Exciting part of, a lot of people don't know that prior to the 747 being certified, it was the largest passenger-carrying airplane. And the 747 was certified, I think, in the 70s. So it held that record for a long time. Now it holds a record. It scoops up 7,000 gallons of water, of which during the air show, we are going to drop 7,000 gallons onto the runway today. There may be a few sturgeon, bass, mackerel, whatever's in Lake Winnebago. They'll do the scoop out of Winnebago and do that each day. So if it's in the evening, get your barbecues out. You can have fish fry after it's over.
So the lake level will be going down.
I think by the end of the week, it may be dry because the lake's not very deep to begin with.
That's
so
right.
It'll be very impressive to see that. And it's a piece of history. Don't know if it'll ever be seen again. They're both for sale. So I'm not sure what the final resting place for those airplanes will be, if they'll be in flying condition or in a museum. They're Vancouver-based currently.
Right. So. Talking with Jack Pelton, the CEO and chairman here at EIA, about some of the things coming up this week. I guess one of the big ones is the snowbirds coming back.
I was here when they were in 1883, mm-hmm. and I always thought they gave such a beautiful demonstration. It was a lot of airplanes in the air at once. They do a very almost ballet-like performance. It's very in front of the crowd versus the Thunderbirds and Blue Angels that do a lot of high, fast passing and then depart and come back and regather. So I think for the crowd, it's going to be a great demonstration. They are so excited to be here. A couple side stories on the snowbirds coming. We had talked to them and had thought about would be nice to get them here. And Rick Larson and Sean Elliott were, I think they were on the other side of the field. And they get a call, and they said, there's somebody here in the museum to see you. And they said he's from the Snowbirds. And we were all kind of shocked, and we ran back to the museum. And one of them was one of their I guess, PR kind of airplanes. He flew to Oshkosh, unannounced, landed, goes to the museum to say, I want to meet somebody because I want the Snowbirds to come here and fly, which we thought, that says that they are very dedicated. The other interesting thing is when they arrive, there will be a parking place out here. Two of them had said, if we're coming to AirVenture, we want to park our airplane in the grass and camp under it. So the rest of the snowbirds are going to be over across the field, but one of them, we're going to have security on it. They're pitching a tent right under the airplane here in Vintage, which we thought,
oh my goodness,
that is incredible.
that is dedication. Mm-hmm. I like it. And they'll be arriving Wednesday afternoon.
That's correct.
And performances?
They'll do a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, okay. Thursday. They do kind of a just check out the area type of flight.
Okay. So watch for that the weekend.
The weekend,
I mean,
yep.
There's so many things happening throughout this week.
That's only about a third of them.
I know. We also have Pearl Harbor.
Pearl Harbor on Wednesday, which we're hoping to kind of recreate what was the environment like on that day? So on the plaza, we're going to have, you know, normal life in Hawaii with some radio broadcast that would have been period-like, the music and all that activity, and then all heck's going to break loose and Tora Tora will be in and the war will break out and we'll have some P-40s. We'll have the Interstate Cadet that was actually up flying. There was an Interstate Cadet airplane, the civilian getting a flight lesson in the area when the war broke out. I mean, can you imagine you're up in an interstate getting your first hour of duel and all of a sudden a zero goes by you? That airplane has been restored and is still intact and will be flying during this recreation of Pearl Harbor, which is pretty historic.
It is amazing. Yeah. Also historic, the 25th anniversary of Desert Shield and Desert Storm.
With the some of the pilots that were on the first wave in, the general that was commanding will be here speaking in Theater in the Woods. So, you know, a lot going on with that that's going to be a lot of fun.
I remember talking with Greg Feast, who was a major at the time and now is a brigadier general who's coming back. I still have the patches from his flight suit that
gave
me 25 years ago. I had to go back in the archives and find
those. Was he South Carolina Guard?
No.
Okay.
He was regular Air Force.
Air Force.
Yep. F-117, one of the first guys over Baghdad. And we're going to talk to him Friday.
We have a lot of F-18s coming in. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you're aware of the other side story of we got a call from two F-18 pilots who were in the Gulf, actually going in and out of Syria. And on their downtime, they called us at AirVenture and said, we're going to be done with this deployment sometime around May or June. We'd like to fly our F-18s into AirVenture. We've never been there. And they were calling from the aircraft carrier in the Persian Gulf. So great story there.
As they say, you got to be here.
You got to be here. Jack, only in Oshkosh.
Jack, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I know it's a busy day. Appreciate you taking time out of opening morning to talk about what's going on with the AA and what's coming up this week. Wish you a great week, and we'll talk to you on Saturday when we wrap things up.
Thanks, Steve, and keep up the good work this week. You got a great place to watch the air show and get some good guests up here. So thanks again for your time.
Thank you. You're listening to From the Stand. I'm Steve Buss, and this is EAA Radio.